Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, apparently congratulations are in order for The Maze. Drake and his new wife married over the weekend, Anne. Just barely beat Shime to the proposal from Drake May. Shime was hoping to get a ring from Drake, but unfortunately it is Anne. There they are. If you look, you can see the happy couple on Instagram. Big wedding. So
that's not a very long engagement either. That was a quick turnaround.
Yeah. Well, isn't it high school girlfriend or something?
They've been together. Middle school, I think.
Oh, wow. They've been together for a long time.
So, I mean, good thing when you have a quarterback or anybody, I guess, in life who has found their soulmate and they don't have to worry about that. No distractions whatsoever. Probably next to be married on that team would be Steph Diggs, I would assume.
That'll be a hell of a wedding.
He and Cardi B.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Would you imagine that Cardi B is going to be around all the time once training camp gets underway?
Yeah.
And, I mean, see her being around.
They're very serious. I could tell on that boat that the two of them are.
She showed up to his camp.
I was just going to say that. So I'm sure the guy
is massaging butts.
She's going to be in a suite all season long. Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah, it was her butt. Yeah. I mean, so she showed up to his youth football camp in Maryland.
Okay.
So there's a good chance she shows up to one of his games at Gillette.
Is she going to live out there in Foxborough with him? A lot of excitement out that way. Rentham or something like that, maybe?
That I highly doubt.
She'll love the outlets.
You haven't lived until you go to Patriot Place in November.
No, I think she's probably set on that one. Well, I think she did say she wanted to move back to New York to get back to her New York culture. So maybe she likes the Northeast.
Maybe. Yeah.
Quick Amtrak ride from New York to Boston.
Now,
the games.
Where Drake May got married, it's like an exclusive golf course. I didn't know if you had ever heard of it.
What's
Grandfather Golf and Country Club. It's in North Carolina.
Grandfather Golf and Country Club.
I had never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
But it looked beautiful.
Is there a reason you're asking Greg that?
No. I just know Greg has played at a lot of nice places. So.
What are you expecting from Drake this season, Shime, numbers-wise? What's good for him?
I mean... Knowing he's going to start 16 game or 17 games finally this year compared to last year, I mean, you got to hope that he gets close to 4,000 yards passing.
Yep.
You would hope that he's also probably going to be in the 400 to 500 yards rushing. So maybe just like total yards, you're looking at just anywhere from 4,300 to 4,500 total yards, and then you got to be in the 20 plus touchdowns and less than 12 interceptions.
See, I was going to say 25 plus touchdowns.
30. What are we doing here?
Curtis, if Steph Diggs isn't even playing the first 5 weeks of the season, who is he throwing to that they're going to score 30 touchdowns?
Greg. It's no, lowering,
hold on. No.
30 would put him top five.
At no point have we even thought that this offense was going to be like a top 10 offense in football. If he's throwing 30 touchdowns, they're going to be a top 10 offense in football. It's not going to happen. We want them to be middle of the pack because that's a massive improvement of where they've been offensively the last couple years now. And we expect the defense to be in that top 7 range. That's kind of how we expect them to win football games.
Yeah, I mean, 20
we've been saying all along.
20 is a very reasonable expectation. I mean, 25 would be great.
Yeah,
25 I think is the number. I think 25 and you know, no more than 12 interceptions is the number. I agree with Shyam on that. Close to the 4,000 yards. But that's kind of what my expectations are of Drake May. I think if the question becomes, if he doesn't have a great year, is there a built-in excuse because...
Josh McDaniels?
I don't know if Josh McDaniels is an excuse, because he's going to have, look what he did with Mac, and obviously the Brady stuff. And I know Brady is more of like the greatest of all time, but you know how people are. They're going to be like, oh, it's not Josh McDaniels' fault because...
He was able to do this with Mac Jones his first season.
Right.
And Drake May is not able to do it, so that's on Drake May.
It's the offensive line and the weapons that will be the excuse. Again, because the offensive line might be improved or could be just as bad.
Mm-mm. But the offensive line, you went out and you used the fourth overall pick on...
Yeah, but if he sucks or has to get kicked into guard, Wiggy, that's not Drake May's fault. That's the front office's fault.
Oh, no. I agree with you on that one.
So let's go to Shime's least favorite person, Mac Jones. His rookie year, first year with Josh McDaniels,
mm-hmm.
on a team that sucked, correct?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. 22 touchdown passes.
Okay.
13 interceptions. Completed 68%, 69% of his passes.
All right, that's pretty good.
I'm sorry, 68% and 3,800 yards.
That's pretty good.
So that's basically Shime saying that if Drake May does that, it's a success. Mac Jones is the Antichrist.
No. I think Mac Jones, a lot of people would say that he had a successful first year.
Not Shime.
Yeah, because they had a cupcake schedule. No, Mac Jones had a
they have
fine
a cupcake
first year.
Schedule this
just,
year.
Just because oh, he had a great. Fine now first I, year doesn't mean he's. I didn't. I still thought he was bad.
Now I have
admitted
to have cupcakes
he had a fine
for lunch.
Rookie year.
You were all over him, Shine. Please.
Yeah, because like. He sucks. But it doesn't. That doesn't. I still admitted that he had a fine rookie year. I've never once said that he didn't. Like,
but you can't say Drake May in his second season with those numbers would be a success.
With a new offensive coordinator, no weapons. I mean, what are we talking about here? Like,
if you're
I don't
a top
understand.
Five pick, your job is to elevate those around you
yes.
at that position.
And asking him to have over 4,000 yards, 20-plus touchdowns, and less than 12 interceptions is elevating a team that otherwise wouldn't have that.
I think if he has that type of year, I think just like Mac Jones, people would be saying, and then obviously would be depending on the record, because I think a lot of people said Mac Jones – had a good year because the Patriots went 10 and was that 7?
7-7, yeah.
7 that year. So that was a good, statistically, year for Mac Jones, and it was also a good year for the team. If Mac Jones put up those numbers and the team was like, you know, 7-10, I think people would have been like, you got to do better than that. But if you can do what Mac Jones did his rookie year, I think a lot of and have the same type of record, I think a lot of people are going to look at Drake May and go, that's a productive season.
Again, I'm back on the island. Those numbers are actually really good numbers for Mac Jones, and then he just got ruined.
Well, yeah. And I also think Bill set him up for it to look even worse coming into his sophomore season, saying that he's made unbelievable strides. So you look at those numbers, and you think that he's going to be the next Tom Brady going into his next year.
But the
he
man
wasn't.
Is a shell of himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Mac Jones' rookie year, he had 10 times as many wins as Drake May.
Yeah, but Mac Jones, there's no denying...
He also came into a team that had won, what, 8 games the year prior, so he increased it by 2?
7.
In the playoffs his rookie year.
Yeah, and got smashed.
Okay.
It was an established organization. Drake May came into an absolute S show. The biggest cluster we have seen in this city in 25 years minimum.
Well, I really can't compare Mac and Drake's first year because Mac was given the opportunity to be the starter from basically, you know, day one type situation where Drake May wasn't given that opportunity,
and
right?
Mac had Bill Belichick as his head coach.
Yeah, and that as well. But I'm not going to sit here and front and be like, Mac Jones didn't have a good rookie year. He did. Like, those are good numbers. Now, granted, he fell off his second year and his third year.
Yeah.
Well, his second year as offensive coaches were Joe Judge and Matt Patricia.
And Bill Belichick didn't help him.
He did not help him at all. Bill was done with him as soon as he called Josh McDaniels or whoever he
The same way I say Kraft did Mayo dirty, Bill Belichick did Mac Jones dirty his second year.
And he's never recovered.
No.
I mean, is he ever going to be able to recover?
Well, he's in San Fran now, so let's – I mean, I know they paid Brock Purdy a bunch of money, but if he gets hurt – I mean, I feel like anybody that goes with Kyle Shanahan seems to have a decent kind of couple of games. And so maybe he gets a decent couple of games and he's able to bounce back if Brock Purdy gets hurt.
It gets lost in the shuffle of all the craziness of Bill and Tom and the crafts and all that with the Patriots. But you could really do a if only for Mac Jones and how, like, the sliding doors, you know, that movie where, like, the two outcomes, if you miss the train or make it. Like, that was he was second in Rookie of the Year voting to Jamar Chase. Like, if he has a normal offseason where he has, I don't know, offensive coaches and Josh McDaniels doesn't go to the Raiders, who knows?
I mean,
like,
I do. He sucked. He was bad.
Yeah, I think ultimately gets exposed. If he
what
just,
did he do to you?
Nothing. He's just terrible, Curtis.
You think he was COVID year good?
Yes, he was. It was COVID year. Dude, he was throwing over linebackers in the national championship game that looked like me. When was the last time a wide receiver beat out his own quarterback to win the Heisman? Like that, it was so clear and obvious he was not going to be good. He came in off of COVID year on a cupcake schedule on an established franchise, won three more games than the year prior. Good for him. Got absolutely smashed in the playoffs by the Buffalo Bills and then fell apart.
What's an easier schedule, this year or Mac's rookie year?
Probably Mac's rookie year because they played all the tough teams they played didn't have their best players.
678 text for you, Shime. Did Shime just say Mac Jones came into an established organization? They had a quarterback who could not throw the football.
Right, okay.
Yeah, coming off the Tom Brady dynasty. What? Of course, it was an established organization. Bill Belichick had been here for 22 years or whatever it was. Like, what are we doing?
No offense, Wiggy, on the quarterback comment.
No, not take it. I mean, Cam was able to win seven games with an awful. You think Mac Jones had no weapons. Go back and look at Cam Newton's weapons. And, you know, he won seven games. But Mac Jones, when you start to look at, like I said, I don't take nothing away from what he did his rookie year. I agree with Shime that I think eventually he was going to get exposed because I didn't think he was. Like, I'm not even going to look at Alabama. When you play at Alabama, every quarterback's good because the talent that they have.
If Cam's arm were a weapon, it would be a bunker buster. if I could get a topical one in there, Curtis.
I love it.
Julian Edelman's best game on the Cam Newton, though. Come on.
Take that, Ayatollah.
All right. Well, anyway, congratulations to the quarterback and the missus.
Yes.
And we wish them forever happiness.
Yep.
And Shime says if he can come close to Mac, he's having a great year.
Nope, that's not what I said at all.
Any idea what their first song was?
Oh, I do not know. It looks like a great time, though. A little tent wedding.
I see.
It looked very nice. I loved her dress. She looked beautiful. He looked very happy.
All right. Yeah. And it looked like it was in a nice place. Yes. You said North Carolina?
Yeah, Grandfather Country Club.
I have no idea where that is.
Apparently, Will Campbell was there.
Oh, wow.
And we have a little quick comment from him on how the wedding was.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Good for Drake May inviting Will Campbell, like giving him an invite. He just met him. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
All right. Let's get to Courtney into what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The OKC Thunder are your NBA champions. 103-91 was the final. SGA had a double-double with 29 points and 12 rebounds. It was a tough break for the Pacers, who not only lost the game, but also lost Tyrese Halliburton with a torn Achilles in the first quarter. That score brought to you by the Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. Elsewhere in the NBA, KD is headed to Ime and the Rockets, while the Suns get Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the number 10 overall pick in Wednesday's draft, and 5 second-rounders. The Red Sox dropped their final in the series with the Giants. 9-5 was the final yesterday. A lot going on with the Sox this weekend. Jaren Duran and Alex Cora were ejected in the finale during the bottom of the eighth when they were upset about a replay call that called Duran out.
And rightly so, by the way.
Rightly so, correct. 100%.
Yeah.
And Hunter Dobbins was placed on 15-day IL. The Red Sox now have the Angels on deck. 9:38 first pitch with Walker Buehler getting the start. Cooper Boardman joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:38 for the MassMutual pregame show. Keegan Bradley rallied with a birdie on 18, turning a one-shot deficit into a one-shot victory over Tommy Fleetwood to win the Travelers yesterday.
Chime. Brees had Fleetwood at plus 550 on that win. So
That's tough.
He was a miserable.
That's a tough choke job from 16 and 18.
I mean, hit a great drive on 18.
It's just a perfect drive.
Poor guy. He's been there 41 times, top 10, and has yet to win.
Trust your instincts. Just hit the 9-iron next time, Tommy.
Today, date-wise, is apparently an important one for this show, says Tom from the Cape. Hello, Tom.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
What's up?
Put in my calendar. 1 year ago, Wiggy and Coco, you guys made a bet for $500 tomorrow. So somebody's going to the ATM today.
Oh,
that was whether Taylor and Travis would still be together.
Oh, okay. So that was a year ago.
That was a year ago.
And it's 500 beans, five trumps.
Yep.
And you said they'd be done, finished, broken up. Courtney said they would still be together.
Looks like tomorrow is
the deadline on that.
Yeah. And I will say, though, because Wiggy nailed Aaron Rodgers, so it really ends
what?
Up. That was the $200 yeah. bet. Yeah. So it's really you owe me $300.
Okay. So when do I get my $200?
You don't.
What do you mean? I don't. So that's how this works.
You want the $200, and then you can give it back to her.
I don't. Is that how it works? That's really how I think it works.
No. Usually it's $500 minus $200 equals $300.
No. What's the difference?
No. Usually when you lose a bet, you pay up.
Okay. Yeah. So you want me to give you $200 for you to
you never paid up
back to me?
Did you ever pay me?
Because we
Good
were
point.
You never paid.
So
me.
you welched on the bet with Wiggy, is what he's saying. So he's, hey. I'm guessing he's
because
gonna
I knew
welch.
I knew that you were going to owe me $500.
That's not how the betting world works.
I think it does sometimes.
No, I think it.
Don't you say?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Pedal up?
No, I think like if...
But if somebody welches, are you saying that ixnays all other bets?
No, it doesn't. Okay. Nixnays all the other bets, but it just puts into perspective, like, okay, what was my timeline on getting paid?
Chime's the betting expert.
But you think in Vegas, if I have two
normally you have to pony up the money beforehand in terms of sports betting.
Yeah, so you think in Vegas, if I have two bets, Vegas goes, all right, we're not going to pay you on your first bet you won because we're going to wait to see.
I think if you were dealing with a bookie, the bookie would be like, yeah, we'll settle up.
The bookie would pay you.
No, not always. Some people.
Yeah, I don't know. Those bookies I don't want to. That's not the bookie I want. Who's
I know somebody
be like,
that settled up just once a year with their bookie.
Then really? That's a crappy bookie.
No, it was a very good one.
That's a good bookie who settles once a year?
Rest in peace. He's no longer with us.
Of
old age. Of old age.
I was going to say, that seems convenient.
No, of old age.
Did you meet him while we were at BC?
I was not my bookie.
Okay, good.
See, I was just kind of waiting to see what Courtney did.
Courtney, now
did
force
I ever
him to
mention
pay. Pay him $200?
Did I ever mention the bet? Did I ever mention the bet to you one time after I won?
No,
because I was like,
I did. I said that you won.
No, I know that, but I never did. I ever say where my money is?
No,
because I was waiting to see, like, okay, will she pay me, or is she gonna wait till the Taylor Swift thing?
That would be a crazy thing to do.
Wiggy, you're being so full of crap on this. Yeah,
no, it's not.
It would be
you owe $300.
Right, I know that. But what I'm saying
is... So who cares about the prior math?
What? I don't know. What world do we come
from? You made two
bets.
Okay,
you know what? I'm going to bet you that the Patriots have 10 wins this upcoming season. Let's bet $300.
And she can say no because you've already made the other two bets and you owe $300.
No, I know, but that's what I'm being facetious, Curtis.
Double enough.
Yes.
Curtis, I'm being facetious.
Yeah.
I don't know where you come from, but when I place a bet and I win or I lose,
you get paid.
I get paid.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting to see what the next bet is.
You make an interesting point there. All right. Anything else, Courtney?
That's it for the news. It. Okay. And it was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Thinking chicken for dinner? Think Shaw's and Star Market. Right now, pick up Value Pack Signature Farms chicken drumsticks, thighs, or leg quarters bone-in for just 97 cents a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Short on time? Order pickup or delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That is what's trending. We have Hill Notes coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.